China was also the subject of a dramatic hearing yesterday in Washington. The CEO of Yahoo and the company's general counsel were called to testify before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. 3 years ago, Yahoo turned over user information to the Chinese government, and that led to the arrest of a Chinese journalist named Shi Tao. Shi Tao is now serving a 10-year prison sentence. This is how committee chairman, Democrat Tom Lantos of California, ended his opening statement.
Shi Tao's mother is sitting in the first row behind you. I would urge you to beg the forgiveness of the mother whose son is languishing behind bars due to Yahoo's actions.
That's Tom Lantos of California. Jim Puzangera wrote about the hearing. He was at the hearing for the Los Angeles Times, and he joins us now from Washington. And Jim, I understand that Jerry Yang, Yahoo's CEO, actually turned around and bowed several times to the journalist's mother.
Yeah, it was quite a remarkable moment. He turned around, and he came to this country from Taiwan when he was a child, so he's familiar with the Chinese culture, and he turned around and he bowed to Shi Tao's mother, who was sitting directly behind him at the hearing. She then started weeping and was pretty emotional. And I had a chance to talk to her after the hearing, and she said that she accepted his apology, particularly because he bowed and that they are both Chinese, and she understood what he meant in that gesture.
Yet she is still suing Yahoo.
Yes. I mean, she thinks beyond the apology, Yahoo needs to do more to help get her son out of jail and to prevent other Chinese dissidents or journalists from being sent to jail because of the information that they send on the Internet.
Now, remind us what happened in this case. What is Yahoo accused of doing?
Yahoo is accused of divulging the email address of Shi Tao, who had forwarded a memo from the Chinese government directing journalists not to cover the 15th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre. He sent it from a Yahoo email account, and the Chinese authorities went looking for the owner of that account. They went to the Yahoo in China officials. Yahoo's no longer operating in China directly, but at the time they were, and they went to them and asked for the owner of the email account. Yahoo said that at the time they did not know what the investigation was about, but it turns out that the Chinese authorities had actually given them a document that specified that it was a case involving divulging of state secrets. When the Chinese authorities linked that up to Shi Tao, he was then arrested and convicted of divulging state secrets and sentenced to 10 years in prison.
Now, what was Jerry Yang and Michael Callahan, the company's general counsel, what were they doing testifying before the House Foreign Affairs Committee yesterday, and what did they have to say in their defense?
The Yahoo executives, Yang and Callahan, defended the company. They apologized for the misinformation, but they said it's very complicated doing business in China, and companies are in a difficult position when Chinese authorities show up with a request for information. They feel they need to comply with that request.
Kind of like getting a subpoena here?
Exactly. And the argument that Tom Lantos and a number of members of Congress were making was that those type of requests in a country such as China that controls the state media are different. They're looking to suppress the distribution of information, and they want companies to resist those, and in fact have a bill that passed the committee that would penalize U.S. Internet companies for giving that sort of information to totalitarian governments.
Los Angeles Times reporter Jim Puzangera reporting from Washington. Thank you very much.
Sure.